Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I have with me an individual out of San Antonio here that has accumulated quite a few units, and it's interesting. Most all of it was passive. We're talking about 17 apartment complexes, 2,932 total units in the multifamily division. And then, just for good measure, he did three single-family rehabs. Just for fun. So good to have him with me here today, Joe Cantu. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Good morning to you. I hope you're doing well.
Excellent, sir. Excellent. Let's take it back, and for people that are just, you know, haven't gotten to know you yet, let's take it back to the beginning. What were you like when you were younger, and what prompted you to decide to look into some entrepreneurial stuff besides being very successful at your job?
You go back to grade school, and back in the day, we used to sell candy bars, raffle tickets, and anything else to help raise money. Went to a private school, and so I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed getting in front of people, talking, having conversation, and selling them something that they needed, or at least that I shared that they needed. And so just grew up ever since, enjoying that side of conversations and helping people get to where they want to go, or help fulfill their needs. And all of a sudden, fast forward to 2015, standing on the street corner late at night walking the dog, and I'm thinking, you know what, I've heard the show a couple of times, and you know what, I need to find out where they are so I can figure out what steps to take next. And then all of a sudden, 2016, I was on fire and have been ever since.
Well, it's interesting because your job is in the financial services business, and you really love helping other people. I know you spoke with me about that. So what was it, you know, being that you're in the financial services business, what was it that made you want to think about real estate? I mean, you said the radio shows, but what about the radio shows caught your attention?
And going back to the to my earlier 20 days, I had a really good friend of mine, and he and I just think alike. You know, we still talk today and have the same conversations on that entrepreneur spirit. But he gravitated very quickly to real estate, and I started peeking over his shoulder and seeing some of his actions. And I saw what it could do. I didn't really understand fully all the benefits that were arrived from real estate, but I did start to see what possibilities. And these were the, you know, the Carlton Sheets and all the other guys that you ramble off with the names and whatnot. That you know, late nights that I would see, and it just was hard for me to invest or believe somebody that was doing something over the TV and didn't have a local presence. And that was one of the huge selling points that that brought me to LU. I know that the great thing about what you've done is you've taken it to many states now, and you have a wonderful online system, which still gives the ability to partner and network with people and get your material. Still much different over a TV. So yeah, I love the fact that everything that you were doing was what I wanted and needed. And like I said, once I went to the meeting and saw the real thing, I knew I was home.
Now, if I remember right, you had a really interesting conversation with your friend, where he kind of pimped you a little bit on this thing. Is that right? Do I remember that right?
That was another friend. That was someone that worked with me probably around the 2010 timeframe, and he reached it back out to me after several years, right around early 2016, and gave me that proverbial punch in the face, like, dude, of all people, you're the last person that I thought would be where they are today without taking action. And that was a wake-up call. So that helped drive the push even quicker once I moved into Lifestyles Unlimited space.
Yeah, sometimes the people closest to you can hit you with just the right motivation. So you came to the two-day, and when you came to the two-day, being that you know quite a bit about financial services anyway, what was it in the two-day that really was the aha moment for you?
Forced appreciation all day long. It was amazing. We grew up, and for those of us that dabble in real estate, and what is so wonderful about the message that you share in your two-day and that David Fisher and now you have others helping along with, that consistent message that gets pushed, even with the single family information, you know, I was able to learn a few things. I had had a fourplex from 2011 to 2015. And, you know, just, you know, I hear your message, I hear David's message constantly over my shoulders. Like, you can't screw up real estate. It still works itself out. And so I did very well with that fourplex. And like I said, when I sold that in late 2015, that's when I wanted to go park that money with someone else. And that ended up taking me to Lifestyles. But going back to your question about the forced appreciation, you know, we grew up in single family. We hear sales comps. We hear cash flow and monthly rents and whatnot. But going to that second day and seeing the forced appreciation of fixing a business and having the insight to be able to say, okay, is it just bad management or is it a management that hasn't kept their asset up to par that gives somebody the opportunity to fix both of those or one of those and realize so much more in their pocket. That made sense to me, and I was like, we need to start doing this right away.
So when you got out the two-day, you know, obviously you signed up for the preferred program and moved on into the multifamily. What was your approach right after you got out? What steps did you take? How long was it before you took action? Help somebody sitting out there on the couch right now understand what it is to go from doing nothing to owning 3,000 units.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you asked that. There's two types of people, and I've heard you and a lot of people at Lifestyles Unlimited share the same message. There's two kinds of people out there. There's people that take action, and there's people that don't. And when I sat there for 2 days, I realized that the passive approach was going to make more sense for me, because at the time I didn't realize as a professional working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week managing a group of individuals, I didn't have the extra time that I thought I needed. And when I saw the two-day and the fact that I could get to know somebody that was going to buy a multifamily asset and be a passive investor with them but still have ownership and realize the same benefits that they were, I thought this is exactly what I needed. So when I sat there, I got excited about that. I immediately finished the two-day, went home. I got online. I started looking at what was next. You have so many different pieces and steps that make so much sense for the person that may not have any experience at all to go and sit with somebody during the week, during that first week when it's very crucial to keep the momentum going and take those extra steps. And then I went to the multifamily road trip, which was the following Friday, and I started shaking hands and meeting people, and it was from that meeting that I was able to get into my three first deals within the first couple of months. One was that following May, which was just being less than 60 days from that first two-day class that I took, and then we had two in Corpus that closed during the summer. So all that stuff was just a lot of momentum that kept the action going. And then after that, you started seeing the taste and you started getting the reports and communications on a regular basis of how things were progressing. And it just inspired me that I had made the right decision even more so. And you start reaching out to other people and start forming those relationships to invest with them in the future. And that's exactly what I did.
When you went on that first road trip, what were your feelings after you came back from that? What aha moments, what light bulbs went on the road trip?
There's a lot of mismanaged properties out there. that the folks that you work with and that you develop and educate, pass your map on to, that are able to go find these properties, to fix them up and to realize some wonderful benefits so much faster than a stock market that really, you know, at the time, you know, growing up in a financial services background all my life, I was the geek that started saving in the IRA when I was 18, had all that information. I had had the ebbs and flows of real estate where everyone wants to brag about the stock that made 400%, but you never talked about the ones that lost 100%. And so when I got to this and saw the benefits, I was like, okay, this is making so much more sense. Why would anybody ever invest in a stock market where you have no idea of what's to happen and why? And here you can see the business running and you can see what needs to be done and you can see how it's going to affect the long-term. And, you know, we had one property.
Well, I think we're going to take a break right there, Joe. We got to go to a break. We'll pick it up when we come back on the other side here. We'll be right back with Joe Cantu and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule. Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10 at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joe Cantu, and Joe is out of San Antonio. Joe is currently owner of 2,932 units. That's 17 different apartment complexes. He's also done three single-family houses, which we'll get into later on in the show. Joe, as you came out of that first road trip, you were discussing the fact that you saw that there were so many deals out there available to everybody and how we were turning them around. I want to ask you on a different note now. Your first day amongst a group of people you don't know, what did you come away thinking and feeling after spending a day with these people?
You know, it's interesting because when you put a group of people that have the same goals and ideas and dreams together, they start to form relationships a lot more quickly. At least that's been my experience. And it was exciting. I tend to be the introvert and kind of watch the actions take place outside of events at LU. But, you know, here it's just so much different. I feel so much comfortable that I'm inclined to walk up to people that I normally wouldn't necessarily do so. And they just welcome me, and they want to share. They'll answer your questions and help you. And it's been that way from, you know, from you and David and from your staff all the way down to the members and even new members. Everybody wants to share. Everybody has the same goal, and everybody wants to help everybody get to where they want to go, which is so exciting to me.
Were you surprised how open people were with their information, financial information? Being in the financial business, you know, it's like pulling teeth to get anything out of people when you talk to them about their money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, I don't want to get too biblical, but you go back and you talk about the things that would make society a better place. And when you look at what you created and what the members continue to move forward with, it's that nirvana. It's a place where everybody wants to be and everybody treats everybody, you know, fair and well.
When you were meeting people and you were trying to work your way through it, were you looking for lead investors on that trip, or were you just networking in general to get to know people? And I'm going to just jump out here and ask it straightforward. You join something like this and you've got to go, okay, you got me. Here's my money. You know what I mean? But that's not really bought in yet. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I can't find the cracks. I'm going to give you the money, but I know I'm going to go home and be upset after we went to this road trip here that this was really fake and wasn't real. Did you feel any of that starting to go away on that first road trip?
You know, it's funny because when you come into something new, or at least when I came into something new, you know, you hear about all the stuff. And I brought a lot of past experiences into this 2-day because I just didn't know at the time. So, you know, all of a sudden it was like, okay, we say it, we hear it, but is it true? So I was out there shaking hands as fast as I could with everybody at the networking and getting cards and so forth, because at the time I did not know if there would be deals the following week and how often they came and so forth. You know, I think in the last 2 months I've had to pass on probably, I didn't keep exact track, but I would say no less than seven deals by different folks that I've met over the last couple of years that I would have loved to invest with, but I just didn't have any more money. So, you know, I had this transfer of mindset of, you know, what I didn't realize at the time was, or believe was, how many deals were out there. And then now it's like, you know what, I still want to take action. I still want to move forward, but I could have been a little bit more, I'd say, selective. I enjoy all the deals that I've invested in, but, you know, there wasn't a rush as big as I thought. You know, it wasn't the gold rush where we all had to go get the first round of gold. It's there, and if you just develop the relationships, the opportunities will come.
Yeah, being a passive now myself, I find that to be true. There's just so many deals cross your desk each day or each week. I don't know how to count them. It's probably better to count them by the week, because it's like they take a period of time. In other words, they're going on, and you're getting the information on them, and you're reading the information, you're following the prospectus on the deal and the PPM. It's not like it happens like overnight, like you got to jump on it and pull the plug. It's a more intellectual process that you go through. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's so exciting because you know you develop all these relationships, and I remember there's a gentleman out in Phoenix, Bio, who came from Sacramento. He'd been doing very well. I reached out to him very early on and formed a nice relationship, and I really wanted to invest with him based on what I heard about him and also what he was doing out in Arizona. And yeah, it seemed like the first couple of deals that he did out there, I was like, I'm out of money. I didn't have the opportunity. Bad problem to have, right? But, but you know, then came the deal, and then came the time, and I was like, I'm ready to move, and here came the opportunity. And so now I had the opportunity to partner with him and a group of other folks, and so we have an asset, or I have an asset now in Arizona, which I'm very excited about. Like, I think you asked the question, many times to folks is it the racehorse or is it the jockey? And, you know, obviously in that example, it was the jockey. And he's just done very good things. And it's the people that you click with and the people that you see how they communicate with others that just makes you want to work and invest with those types of folks.
Now, is that the way you saw it right out of the 2-day, or have you developed that belief system that it's the jockey more so than the horse?
You know, it's probably more the jockey, but I would say that there's a couple of deals out there. You know, everybody's going to have a first time, and I really enjoy investing with the first time leads. And, you know, some of them are like, hey, I can do this. I know I have the confidence. I have the support. And that's the focus. I want to focus on the mentorship, is that the folks that I've invested with that had their first opportunity to be a lead, they all clearly said, I'm working with a mentor. I'm asking questions. I'm part of the education piece that I want to get better in. And so that was the piece that really connected for me to say, you know what, let's give the folks that are doing their due diligence, but also connecting with the folks that are going to help educate them very quickly. And, you know, let's partner with those folks as well. So yeah, it's both, but I think in some cases, you know, it has been the jock more than the deal.
You know, I was thinking while you're speaking about, I tend to like first time leads, although most of my investments are with established leads that I know personally. So I'm a jockey kind of guy also. There's no doubt about it. But what I've noticed in this business for 30 years, being both a consultant and somebody investing in these deals with people, is that the beginners seem to have just a little bit of an edge on their shoulder, you know, and sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's excitement, whatever it is, but it seems like they push harder and faster to get the deal done. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should have added that point in there because it was on my mind when you said it. I was like, I know what he's going to say. Most definitely. I don't think I have not had a conversation with a first-time lead who has clearly said to me, I have a problem sleeping at night because I have all these other people's money instead of just my money. And I'm like, that's a good comment for me here.
No doubt.
You know, like But either way, I mean, your point is well taken. Is yeah, absolutely. You've got that extra edge. You know, they want to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But also, you know, they see themselves making a second, third, and fourth step maybe in the future, and so they want to make sure that they're doing things the right way, so that they have that resume, if you will, to help them.
Exactly.
Succeed.
Well, looks like we got to do the right thing and go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with Joe Cantu and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Joe Cantu out of San Antonio. And Joe, as we went to break, I wanted to get back with you here on a different question. That is, diversification. I'm going to take this one step around here back and do it again. Did you have a plan when you first started out as to how you wanted your portfolio to look, or did you just wing it and do it as you went along?
Probably twofold. There was some winging to it, but there was also at the time I didn't realize or know at the time how fast I was going to be able to go. Not because I wasn't sure of how the deals would flow through, but I had a finite amount of money to start investing. And so the initial plan was I could divide that money up 3 ways and get into 3 deals. And then as I felt more comfortable after those 3 deals, you know, you start meeting other leads. And I'm like, hey, I have this deal. And I'm looking at the PPM. I'm like, I could really make this work in my portfolio because the numbers look really good. It was a first-time lead, by the way. And so now I'm starting to cash out those IRAs and take some of those hits that at first I was a little hesitant to do so, but then I saw the differences in what the multifamily could bring me and how the leads could help me bring it to me. So it made sense. And then from there, you know, I met an attorney through the Lifestyles Vendor Program, Henry Novak. He's awesome. He's helped me and a host of others ever since take money or partition money out of the 401k for those that are still at their current employer. And, you know, it's interesting because at the time that had never crossed my mind. And even in the financial services industry, when I was telling people that I did that, they were still hesitational. Like, it's a fact. I already have the money and I already have it invested. So it's like,
I remember the first time I heard it, my eyebrows went up a little bit also. But then when it started happening and he was pulling it off and it was legal, you know, I mean, then it was quite a tool. So I agree with you. That's interesting. Yeah.
The door opened up, and I was able to get into more deals. So it obviously helped the plan, and definitely, yes.
Yeah, that was a question I was going to ask you, and you've opened it up without me even asking it, so I'm just going to paraphrase, and that is, it's amazing how when you first start this, you think you don't have money. And it's not an amount. I'm not talking about an amount. It's the fact that you don't even realize what you have, whether that's 100 grand or a million, because you got stuff stuck in your house, stuff stuck in your 401k, stuff stuck in your IRA, your wife's 401k, your wife's IRA. You've got your stocks and bonds, and you've got your annuities. You've got all this different stuff in your personal residence, if I didn't mention that one already. You got all this stuff your house is all tied up in, you know, little Billy's college fund, the whole bit. And then you start seeing the money for the first time ever in your life do something for you. Wow, it's like the sunglasses come off and you start seeing stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned personal residence at the end. That was the one that I was going to add on. But there's a second one that I just recently added on. You know, when I joined Lifestyles, the thing that I had just done is paid cash for a car, because it's like that's what you're told to do, right? It's like, hey, you have to pay cash for your car. Have no debt. There was a deal that I wanted to add a little extra bump to that just came across my desk in October. And so what I ended up doing was, since I had that paid off car, I was able to get the money even faster than taking it out of my personal residence. Was I went and took a loan against the vehicle and got that extra bump of cash. If I want to pay the vehicle back off in my next round of distributions in a couple of months, I'll be able to pay that off. So it's not a big deal. But when I look about what my monthly payment's going to be compared to what my return pro forma is going to be, it blows my mind. So that's what people don't realize. And even little Billy's fund and a college fund, it's sitting there and you're accumulating and you're not getting any benefit from it to hopefully one day get money out of it with a whole bunch of constraints and restrictions. What people don't realize is put that same amount of money into a single family home. And not only do you have $500 a month of passive cash, cash flow, that you get the extra benefits of the write-offs against your current income and the depreciation and the other four ways that you can make money on top of that. So there's just so many different things and ways that people can be smart about it. And it all starts with taking the opportunity. If you're even thinking about it, take the first step and go to a free workshop or take the 2-day. That's the best way to get over the fear.
So when you you first came out and you're starting to put this together and it started formulating for you, did you think about diversification as in multiple leads compared to one lead, as in multiple locations as compared to one city, as in types of deals, either, you know, value plays or yield plays, or as in size of investments also? You know, how much do you put in each one? Do you put small amounts, medium amounts, large, or did you vary that? So how did you work up your diversification part of your plan?
I reevaluated my plan every time a deal came across my desk. So what I mean by that is there was opportunities, like I mentioned earlier. There's a lead that I met that I really wanted to invest with, and at the time he didn't have anything. And, you know, most of our leads, or I should say every lead that I've met, is really smart in the sense of they're not going to go take on a deal and then try to get another deal in 2 months. They want to get that asset stabilized and get the returns and the pro forma that were promised back to their investors before they take on another unit. And so sometimes those align differently with my plans. And so I adjusted based on where I was at the moment. I did not expect to invest in 5 multifamilies since you and I last spoke in January of this year. That's just what happened. We sold one asset in Georgia and that gave me the opportunity to invest in Arizona and also one in Houston. And then from there, you know, there was another one that came across my desk that was a smaller first-time lead. Actually, there were two small leads. And I was like, you know what, I've got the cash, so let's split between there. And it just all of a sudden, you start getting the cash, and it's like, okay, let me put it to work. I think that's the biggest thing that David Fisher instilled in me is just put your money to work when you get it, and then live off the cash flow.
Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking, as you were speaking, I was thinking of mine. It's funny how now that I'm in the passive side of it, my thoughts parallel, you know, the members so much closer. And forever, I've always tried to be an advocate for the passive. But when you're really in there, you really start seeing things from a different point of view you never thought about. One of them that I would want to ask you about is, how do you keep track of 17 different apartment complexes?
Excel.
You got it all in Excel?
Well, I'm not going to say I have it up to date in Excel, but it's kind of funny. It's like, oh, I got the check. I'll take a picture of where it came from and the amount so I can go back and put it in at a later date. But, I mean, it's just I just live up to being the passive. I have the inclination of being the lead one day, but I've just gotten so used to being a passive. It's a pretty good gig right now.
You're taking that passive thing pretty seriously, huh?
I had it down really well. It's like I was so passive that I sent my wife to the mailbox to get the check.
There you go.
Now, leads are screwing that up because they want to put it in my account automatically, so I can't even go to the mailbox anymore.
Oh, that's one of my funnies that I had just this year. Is I'm looking in my bank account, there was money there that I had no idea where it's from. And it said some name, but you know, the difference is, they got a name that's the name of the LLC, and you got a name that's the name of the apartment complex, right? So sometimes the money comes in the name of the apartment complex, sometimes it comes in the name of the LLC. So there was some money sitting in my account. I couldn't figure out what it was for and where it came from.
Personal problem.
I'm calling all my leads. Hey, is this the name of the company? No, not mine. Okay. You finally found out what it was, you know, and who had sent it. And that's the problem with the money being wired. It's just there. You don't even know where it comes from. And it's a great thing, I have to say, because it's the way most of my companies pay me, is they just wire the money in, and it's there. And you have to figure it out. So let's talk about locations. How diversified are you over location, and was that important to you, to not all have all deals in the same city with you?
Yeah. If it wasn't important to me to not have all the deals in one city, if it was a Houston, maybe a little different, but or even a Dallas. But, you know, in San Antonio, I mean, there are a lot of good deals, and there's deals that I wasn't able to get into that have been fantastic as well. So there's good deals everywhere. But in my mind, I just wanted to be diversified. Like I said, the first three offerings that I had was Bryan College Station and the two in Corpus, because that's just where the leads were buying when I joined. And so, you know, it took me, I think it was the fifth or sixth deal that I finally invested in San Antonio. You know, I have three in Houston. Now I have five in San Antonio. I've got one in Kingsville. I have one in Dallas and Waco. And then we have Phoenix, and there's probably a few others in there that I forget. But
all right. Well, I think we're going to have to take a break here. And when we come back, let's talk about your single family experience, why you did that, and what you learned from working through those single family deals. We'll be right back with Joe Cantu and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Back now Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joe Cantu out of San Antonio. And Joe's got 17 apartment complexes, 2,932 units, if you can count that high. And I don't know if I can. That's a lot of units. Having said that, though, we're going to pick up, Joe, where somehow, some way, something spawned the idea that you wanted to go buy some single-family houses and play with them like toys yourself. Why don't you share with us what brought that idea to your mind?
It's a great question. So going back to where I was with all these passive investments and now having all these depreciation K-1s sent to me, I wasn't able to do anything with my W-2 income, or my wife and I's W-2 income. And one of the things that I knew that if I was active in the role is that we could have that depreciation offset our income. So I had a bad tax problem coming down the pike. We took out money from a large sum of money from one of the 401ks or IRAs that we had because I didn't want it to grow any faster. And I knew that this lead was going to double my money in 24 months. And he actually messed up and did it in 13 months. So it paid off to be a very good decision on my part. But nonetheless, it was still a huge amount that was going to be added to my W-2 income for that year. So I went to buy a single-family home for a couple of reasons. One, to offset the depreciation and have it flow through my W-2 income, but also to start to prove to myself that even working full-time, that I could still manage a project without having to be in the project every day. And that was one of my fear items that kept me back from doing it, is just the time grab. And before I knew it, I think 2 weeks later, another deal came across, and I was like, oh, I'll take that one too. So now I was managing two single families at the same time, not even thinking about what my previous fear was. But it ended up being a very smart play for me and my wife, because we were able to get that depreciation. I think combined, we did a renovation on both of the houses that totaled about 75, plus all the other things that we got to write off for that house. So it did write off a big chunk against what I was hoping to do. So then it became, hey, that's not a bad deal. Let's do it again. And I thought we were going to do or look into a multifamily, maybe 5 to 8 units. And I just happened to post something for not a dumb reason, but just an awareness reason on the Nextdoor app. Somebody said something, and I'm like, hey, you know what? If anybody has an ugly house and you want it to be looking better, call me. And somebody did, and I ended up buying that house. Got to put about another $40,000 into that house, which helped our taxes for this year. But the interesting thing about that one, the cash flow is not that high, but the equity capture was about $85,000. So from what I put into it, you know, we already have like a 200-300% return just out the get go.
Wow, that's amazing, and that's a really good little quick fix too. For those of you who don't understand what he's talking about, is that when you're a passive investor, you're accumulating massive amounts of depreciation deduction that you can take against your passive income, but you can't take it against your earned income because you're not a real estate professional. So you've got to be invested. You've got to get out there and do it yourself. And by doing it himself, he became a real estate professional. I assume that's what you did. And because of that, that allowed you to take that excess depreciation that was stuck out here, you know, and all these K-1s you couldn't get to. So that's a beautiful thing. The other thing, though, that I think is going on here that I want to verify with you is the tax law, and I jumped on this myself. I went and bought a Class A apartment complex for $23,500,000, whatever, myself, December of last year, because of the new tax laws that came down the pike from Trump, where you could write off massive amounts of upfront costs. Is that what you were using to take those large deductions?
Yes. And the simple answer is yes.
Okay.
The great thing about it, it's only because I'm just thinking about the conversations that I've had with some of these people, and they're like, yeah, it's not a great tax law. I'm like, you haven't read it. I was a geek this time and actually read it the day it was published. And I was like, well, this is going to be interesting, and that's going to be interesting, and this is going to be very cool. And so for the people that are out there complaining about the tax law, well, you just need to learn it and do it.
There's no doubt.
That simple.
There's no doubt. I'm sitting in my hospital bed, right? And I've got all kinds of problems. I'm not going into right this moment, but I had all kinds of problems. And I saw that tax law got passed. I knew, even though I was in the hospital, I had to buy an apartment complex. I just had to have that deduction. It just is a beautiful thing. So we'll leave that for the tax authorities, the tax experts to go into. We won't get any deeper into that. Let's talk now about what your plan is for the future. You've only got about a minute and a half left here. What is your plan for the future?
Go bigger and better. Like I said, I've proved to myself that I can take on a project and do that. I proved to myself that I'm a very good passive. And what I want to go to next is I'll continue to invest passively, but I'm looking to move into that. If it's not a syndication, it'll be an IRO just to get my feet wet and get more comfortable with it, so I can put all those processes in place and then move forward and go bigger in syndication.
Well, I know you can do it. You know, your company promoted you to where you oversee the leadership training on about 50 managers. Obviously, you've got the talent and the skills necessary to work a project through. So that's it's going to be a good thing. I can't wait to hear you get one. And, you know, when you get one, you're a beginner. Let me know. I want to get in on that on the ground floor.
I appreciate it, Del. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks for calling up today and sharing your story with everybody. And the rest of you out there, think about this. Works full-time, wife works, didn't know if he had enough time, didn't know, you know, a lot of things, yet he's in the financial services business and he realizes that, hey, there's something out there that's better than just the contemporary, you know, stuff that you would normally pick from, the stuff that's out there for you to pick from financially. And he was wise enough to go look for it, find it, and then take action on it. That's the kind of stuff that's going to change your life. All you need to do is realize that it's there and then go look into it. So again, Joe, thanks for coming on today. And the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this for some money. We're doing this for a complete change in the quality of our lifestyle. That's what it's all about. Joe said bigger and better. I would say better. Bigger is not better. Better is better. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.